Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It is the second episode of the new year.
That's right. It is. It's only been two.
Our fourth year doing this. Wow. Fun. We just started. It's Saturday, January 28th. We are a mere 8 days away from Super Bowl 51. New England Patriots versus the Atlanta Falcons.
I noticed you couldn't say the Green Bay Packers.
I couldn't. It took me a long time to read out the whole Green Bay wins the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship thing on the bets.
But the Packers defense lost it for the Packers.
They did. Packers defense. We'll get into that as we talk about
the
games. Oh,
are we good? Because I'd love to talk about this. It's only the Packers defense that screwed over the Packers.
Like I said, it's Saturday, January 28th.
Douchebag threw an interception.
Well, but that, as even Troy Aikman said, that was basically a 55-yard punt.
There you go.
Right? Aaron Rodgers should be the MVP.
How many points did the Packers score in the first half?
None.
Go ahead. So the defense didn't score any points in the first half?
Nope, neither did the offense.
But it was everybody else's fault that the offense didn't score, not Aaron Rodgers' fault.
We'll get into that when we get to the Atlanta game.
Okay.
God, you're such a bitter man. So, as always, check out the website. The stuff we talk about today, it's going to be probably a short episode. Not a lot going on, a little bit of news and notes. We have our Super Bowl gambling.
Yes.
I have the update as to how we did for the season on gambling for our game picks every week. And we have a fantasy girl this week. And
we're putting Dave on the spot.
Oh, you actually got a girl this week?
Yes, yes.
I know you mentioned it last time, and I just didn't think you were actually going to get around to it. So I'll just put mine aside for this week, and we'll use yours.
I wouldn't just guess. Yours was a model.
Yes. What is yours, some 40-year-old housewife? Some spinster from Boston, Massachusetts?
Close.
Check out the website, mycffl.com, mycffl.com. You have questions, comments, concerns, feel free to email us.
By the way, you haven't introduced us yet as...
Oh, it's Dan and Dave. cffpodcast@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at...
strap1971@yahoo.com.
As I said at the beginning, last week... we had the NFC, AFC championship. You know who won? We'll start with the AFC.
Were you shocked?
With the AFC?
Yes. Let's start there.
No. I don't know how Pittsburgh made it that far to begin with. They look older and older every time you watch them play.
Okay.
And then on top of that, you have them hiding injuries.
So are they going to get punished for that? Seattle got punished yet?
Well, everybody, and I don't understand who all these people are coming out saying, oh, you know, that was an inadvertent mistake on Seattle's part. They shouldn't be fined for that and shouldn't be punished.
Inadvertent for 7 or 8 weeks? How can it be inadvertent?
Was it 7 or 8? See, I didn't even read about it because I can't really.
I thought I heard it was somewhere midway through the season or something.
So who was injured that they weren't reporting?
Richard Sherman, douchebag.
Really?
Yeah.
That he was injured?
Yep.
But he played.
But he was...
So if
but he didn't practice and stuff like that.
But lately, none of the stars practice.
Right.
So if my thigh is hurting me, they're supposed to report that.
Yep. That's why the great Bill Belichick
puts everybody on the list.
Well, puts Tom Brady always on the list because he got in trouble for that sometimes.
Oh, so it's not him just being a dick. It's him just covering his ass.
Well, yeah, because us gambling fools need to know if people are healthy or not.
Yeah, but then you got Belichick lying.
Because the NFL doesn't care about, you know, gambling. But they got to make sure everybody knows who's
injured. Yeah, because what else would it matter if they're on the injury report or not, other than the gambling?
That's the only reason. But they don't care.
So back to the game. Apparently it turned out that Le'Veon Bell injured his groin earlier in the week in practice, correct?
Oh, yeah. He ran for 160-some yards the week before.
In the game. But I thought they said that he hurt it in practice.
Oh, I guess I didn't hear that.
Maybe.
I thought I read that it has been like a kind of a lingering...
A nagging injury?
A nagging injury that's been around.
Well, if they don't penalize Seattle, they can't penalize Pittsburgh, in my opinion.
You mean if they don't penalize...
If they don't penalize...
Pittsburgh. Seattle.
Well, I think it's going to start with Seattle.
Well, see, now I heard Seattle might lose a second-round draft pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I'm okay.
Well, then they got to do the same with Pittsburgh if it ends up being true.
Well, I think the reason why it was going to be a second-round pick, Seattle got busted for something else where they lost a fifth-round pick.
They couldn't take that from
them. Yeah, I don't know. See.
Oh, my God. So, as expected, I would think, did you see that I got my parlay, speaking of,
yeah,
as you would think?
You got your
legit. It took 18 weeks.
That's
to
awesome.
Get a parlay. So I matched you because you had two of them? Or did you only have one?
I think I missed.
No, you had one for sure. It was a smaller one, but you had one.
Right, yep.
As I was looking back on everything. But anyways.
So can I ask, here's my question for you.
Yes.
Was Ben just a little frustrated by the loss that he's talking about retirement, or do you believe it's legit?
I think it's BS. I think it's the same as him walking into the press conference with a boot on. I think it's BS. I think it's Ben Roethlisberger being the douchebag that he is.
But it just seems like now in the NFL, a lot of people are retiring early.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he'd be crazy to retire with having Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell on his team, and their offensive line isn't that bad.
No. Well, I still, and granted, I understand he's a big guy. I still don't understand how he is as elusive as he is. It's like a heavier set Tom Brady that can run.
Yeah. Why can't Tom Brady?
I think I can walk faster than he can run. That guy, I watched him scramble in the game. It's not fast.
No, he's...
It's like you put the clock away and you bring out the calendar with him. It's insane.
So you think Ben's back?
Oh, yeah. Ben's back.
Okay.
That's all BS.
He's getting screwed, though. He's only making like $18, $19 million. He's a very underpaid. Is it? Maybe that's what he's going for.
But he's not wasting it on, like, clothes and grooming stuff. So, I mean, I'm sure he's banking a lot of that away.
And I also forgot about maybe he's still buying his motorcycles. Because I forgot that he was in a bad motorcycle.
He was in a bad motorcycle. Was that the year after the whole rape charge?
The alleged.
Alleged rape charge at the bar?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it the year after?
Yes. But I didn't realize it was as bad as it.
Yeah, like, it was pretty bad. It was kind of like, who was the tight end in Tampa that got into a bad, Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yep.
It was kind of like that. It was around the same time.
Oh, that's right. It was. Well,
they were probably riding dirty.
There you go.
In their little football motorcycle gang on their little crotch rockets. Anyways, back to the game.
Yes.
So Tampa, as expected, just destroyed Pittsburgh. It wasn't even...
New England.
I mean, New England destroyed Pittsburgh.
Right, you said Tampa.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay. New England destroyed Pittsburgh. It was almost as bad as the Packer game, to the point where I stopped watching it.
Yeah, I agree.
A little bit into the third quarter.
I got to be honest with you, I don't even think I... Saw any of the Patriots game.
It was, I don't know why they put that one later in the evening. That should have been the first game of the day.
Yeah.
And then the Packer-Atlanta game, which, although it was also a blowout.
Was worse than a blowout.
It was still an exciting game.
So are we going to get into the Packer?
You want to?
Yeah.
All right, Packers-Falcons. The Atlanta Falcon, your NFC champion Atlanta Falcons, with a possible MVP on their team. Matt Ryan will find that out next week, Saturday. They crushed the Green Bay Packers. And I believe, I'm going to just say this right now, that that game, watching that Green Bay defense, was, should be, actually, the nail in the coffin as to why Aaron Rodgers deserves the league MVP.
Why?
Because with that defense, with all the injuries that keep happening on that defense, game after game after game, and a general manager who refuses to address those injuries.
Right, I agree with that.
And you still have a guy who won for you, what, 8 straight games with that defense.
Yeah, but actually that defense
pulled that team up from the bootstraps, led them to a NFC North championship, led them to a divisional championship, and on the brink of an NFC championship.
But that no one was complaining about that defense when the Packers were on an 8-game winning streak.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers was outscoring what they were giving up.
Well, that's how you win games, Dave.
I understand that, but it shouldn't take 40 points, 38 points, you know, winning by a point when you score 35. It shouldn't take that. It shouldn't take beating the Cowboys with a last-second field goal because your defense can't keep the offense off the field.
Yeah, but how many points did the Packers score in that second half of the Cowboy game?
But that was every game this season.
I'm just telling you.
They can't. Aaron Rodgers, the offense can't get on the field because the defense can't stay off the field. Offense couldn't stop me.
So when the Packers beat Seattle 38-10,
mm-hmm.
defense.
Seattle was horrible.
Oh, so it couldn't be the defense's play.
Plus, it was in Green Bay.
And the defense couldn't play a good game.
Defense did play a good game.
Okay, so I don't know. I just.
And then I have another question.
Okay.
What is the penalty for face mask?
15 yards, right?
What is the fine for a face mask?
That I have no idea.
Explain to me why Aaron Rodgers was fined $9,115 for the face mask penalty against Robert Alford during the game.
I'm sure he. What did you think it was supposed to be?
It shouldn't be anything. Since when do they fine for a face mask penalty? Is it because he took his helmet off?
I just don't think you.
The guy's wearing his helmet too big for his head?
No, I just don't think you notice that they fine. I know people do get fined. I just didn't know what the price was to get.
Is the price?
Well, I'm just saying.
So you're saying that people get fined for face mask penalties?
I'm assuming it's if it was considered a what would the penalty be?
Unsportsmanlike.
Yeah,
but it was a face mask because that was right before then that Alford guy did the little flop on the field when Aaron Rodgers brushed up against him.
Aaron didn't brush up against him.
I have the video right here.
Aaron gave him a little.
Oh, push. Stop.
And the great Aaron Rodgers so much muscle it just popped out of his chest and hit the guy. God. I'm shocked that you didn't think Aaron's so much of a man.
He is a man, but he doesn't play cheap like that.
No, he's totally cheap.
So that brings us to Super Bowl 51. New England Patriots versus the Atlanta Falcons in Houston, Texas. I am technically not really looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a handily won game by Atlanta.
Oh.
I think.
Are we giving away our
picks and the bets?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but, you know, they'll maybe forget
you might,
by that time.
You might change up.
No, I'm not changing.
Okay.
And I think.
I'm hoping for Atlanta's defense to play as well as they did
against Green Bay.
Yeah.
Fast, and they're young and fast. And if that doesn't show Ted Thompson, then he needs to do something.
Well, can we get back on? Sorry about that. I want to get back on the Packers need to bring in a guy like John Dorsey. He's been a proven general manager in Kansas City with the guys he brings in or drafts. Let's look at Kansas City's draft. I mean, they got studs all around.
Yeah, but the thing is that Ted Thompson has done well in the draft, and he does well in the draft. It's just lately, Demarius Randall, bust. Nick Perry.
Well, didn't he get hurt, too?
Well, he was hurt, but I mean, when you can't even put your first-round draft choice on Julio Jones, when you're hiding him against some guy you've never heard of,
right,
and you're putting in undrafted free agent rookie Ladarius Gunter.
I'd say Ladarius.
On Julio Jones, who I actually think Ladarius is going to be good. He's just really young.
Right.
But when you're putting him on Julio Jones all game long, that doesn't say much for your first round draft pick.
Right. Well, and then Kenny Clark, I mean, I think Kenny Clark finally started playing.
Another rookie. He got better towards the end of the season.
But he's a first-round draft pick, he's not. I'm trying to think of.
He's not a. He's no Gilbert Brown. Let's just say that.
That's for sure.
I mean, he was being pushed around most of the season.
Yeah, so basically what I'm saying, though, Ted Thompson, yes, does he draft well?
He needs to go.
Maybe he does. John Dorsey does the same, but John Dorsey also goes after a guy like Jeremy Maclin.
Yes, he'll bring in a free agent. We need to bring in, you know, I'm not saying sign 6 or 7 free agents.
Right. No, I just want.
But one would be great. Like you did it with Jared Cook, and it paid off.
Right.
They would have been a lot better if he wouldn't have hurt his ankle.
Right. That's for sure. But here's my problem with the Packers and Packer fans. They all think the Packers need cornerbacks.
They do.
Yeah. No, I don't think they do.
They don't have. Will Shields is done.
Sam.
Sam Shields, Will Shields, same thing. They're brothers.
Okay.
Will Smith. Bruce Smith.
I'm not saying the Packers don't need a cornerback, but what I'm saying is you need a guy like a Khalil Mack. That's what you need. You need a
big-time stopper.
You need a stud on the defensive line or a pass rusher, a linebacker type.
Yeah, but here's the other problem.
Because your cornerbacks are only as good as your front seven.
If they're going to stick with the 3-4 defense, don't they need a stud linebacker?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like a
rather than a lineman?
Well, I mean, wow, who's our outside linebacker, the old man?
Peppers.
Yeah, Peppers is done. I mean,
I was really hoping he'd get a Super Bowl.
He had glimpses, but he just can't play every down. And Nick Perry is no Julius Peppers. I mean,
no.
Nick Perry's decent.
Well, maybe when he has two hands.
Yeah, he's done. He's done.
So Julius Peppers is done. Jake Ryan, right?
Right.
Is that the guy?
Yeah, Jake Ryan, the inside linebacker.
The white guy from Michigan.
Michigan.
Overrated. Not as good as you would think he is.
Right, I would say that. But I'm just telling you, the Packers, if Packers draft anybody on offense, except for an offensive lineman, maybe.
I mean, and it's tough. When you're picking 29th, you know, in the late 20s every year.
But other teams seem to find those guys.
Who?
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, I know. That was probably a bad question. But I think Ted Thompson needs to move into a different office, stop being general manager.
Yep.
And I think they need to move either one of those two guys that keep getting interviewed. Elliot Wolf or the other guy.
Right.
Needs to become a general manager because they are completely opposite of what Ted Thompson is.
But do we know that?
Yeah, that was the big thing. That's Ted Thompson is not a fan of Elliot Wolf, from what I understand, because he's more of the
bring in free agent,
make trades, make moves during the season type thing. And Ted Thompson is not that guy.
Well, then I'm for Elliot Wolf. I just was saying they need somebody different than
Ted Thompson. Although, you know, and here's the thing, we rip on Ted Thompson every year, and yet every year, even with his running a team plan, we're in the playoffs, we're winning division championships, we're on the verge of NFC championships.
Right.
And we have a Super Bowl under him. You know, it's kind of bittersweet. I can't stand the way he refuses to address injuries, but yet it seems to work.
Well, yeah, but it works to a point, and it just doesn't, you don't get over that hump. I mean, a free agent lineman or linebacker or whatever, defensive lineman would help the Packers. I just don't like the 3-4 defense. I'd hate to get on another tangent.
Yeah, well, that's, and Dom Capers is back.
The
one guy that left is not the guy I wanted to see leave. I wanted to see Dom Capers go away.
I know. I think you and everybody else in the league.
Oh, man. Well, enough talking about what's coming up. It's time for some news and notes so we can get to the casino and to the club.
I want to get to the girl.
Yeah. All right. Here we go with the news. And we're back with the news and notes. So you found a thing saying that the Packers gave up 45, 45, 20, and 17 points over a four-week period? Their horrible defense? Where Aaron Rodgers had to save them?
No, they gave up.
What was it?
Here it is. 13, 13, and 10.
In a three-week period. Who was that, though? Is that Minnesota?
No, it was Philly.
Okay, Philly, same thing.
Houston and Seattle.
Okay. Okay. There you go. That's like Cleveland, and Jacksonville.
But twice they held the Giants to under 20 points.
Yeah, well, the Giants aren't that great.
Did they make the playoffs?
No. Did they? Oh, yeah, the Packers played them. Yeah, we crushed them.
Because the defense,
Eli Manning was getting pneumonia because he was breathing through his mouth the whole time, and it was cold in Green Bay.
Okay,
stop. The Patriots have announced. Oh, by the way, here it's news and notes time, everyone.
Okay, yes. Move on.
The Patriots have announced that they are open to trade offers for. Want to guess?
Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo during the offseason. They're looking for a first-round draft pick in return. If you are Ted Thompson, well, no, Ted Thompson doesn't do any of that. If you are a common-sense general manager for an NFL team and you need a quarterback, do you try and make a deal? There's no way I give up a first-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Hell no. Why would you want to do that?
They drafted him in the second.
Well, but so did Atlanta. Atlanta drafted Brett Favre in the second.
But that was,
and we gave up a first.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but that was because Ron Wolf liked him and wanted to draft him for the Jets, and they didn't get a chance to.
Right.
But so you're a general manager. Do you make a trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, or is that like a Brock Osweiler move where you don't have enough evidence that he's capable of doing anything?
I wouldn't give up a first round pick for him because I can draft a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. And groom him to be what you want. Yeah,
right.
Assuming you know what you're doing with that.
Well, yeah, but assuming you know what you're doing with Jimmy Garoppolo, too. I mean, right?
That's true. Jamal Charles and his 2017 $7 million contract makes him the most likely candidate to be released by the Chiefs this offseason. Too many knee injuries to warrant a $7 million price tag, correct?
I would agree.
And if Charles doesn't restructure that contract big time, he's probably going to be gone.
So here's the fancy football GM, something that couldn't happen. Could you see the Packers taking him or picking him up?
Jamal Charles?
No.
No. I that's coming up. I have a story about that coming up.
Eddie Lacy, you're talking?
You know it's bad on your team when you are considering using the franchise tag on the likes of Terrell Pryor.
No, they are not.
That's what the Cleveland Browns are thinking of doing, according to Jason Lockenfora of CBSSports.com. Should the Browns not be able to reach an agreement with Pryor, look for the franchise tag to be used on him. I can't imagine that actually happening because Terrell Pryor, for some god-awful reason, wants to stay in Cleveland. And he really likes the Browns. Do you use a franchise tag on Terrell Pryor and pay him whatever the price going price is for a receiver for a year?
I wouldn't.
No way in hell.
But I'm just saying, now, not too long ago, if I remember correctly, you said he should take whatever he can get.
Take whatever he can get. If that's franchise tag, that would explain to me why the Cleveland Browns never win.
So you're going on, can we get this on record?
Sure.
You're going on record as saying Terrell Pryor will be no more than what? A good.
He will be.
Because he had over 1,000 yards receiving this year, right?
Yeah, but they didn't have anybody else. They have Corey Coleman coming back next year.
So you're saying there's not.
They didn't have a. I'm sorry.
He doesn't duplicate what he did?
No.
Ever again?
No.
You think this was just a.
It was lightning in a bottle.
Okay.
Terrell Pryor.
I agree with you, but.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Also said Jay Ajayi would never
repeat a 200-yard rushing.
And he did it three times only.
Ben Roethlisberger, as we mentioned earlier during our little opening, has said that he is considering retirement. Do you believe this? Or is this, like I said, the same kind of BS when he walked into a press conference with a boot on his foot?
I think he's crazy to retire. I think we talked about it earlier. Yeah. He's got Antonio Brown. I think I just read Martavius Bryant is trying to get reinstated.
Yep, and the Steelers are extremely giddy about having him back next year, which makes my trade in the Dynasty League look amazing.
Oh, that's right. That's right, you banked everything
on Martavius Bryant, which is why I only won a game.
I still don't understand how the Steelers didn't score that many points because that offense.
And can you imagine if Bryant is back and can keep his head out of the bong?
Don't forget about Jesse James coming back.
I know, Jesse James.
He scored a touchdown.
He's amazing because Ladarius Green is done.
Yeah, he's been hit on the head one too many times.
After his end-of-the-season interview, it has been revealed that Ty Montgomery is our Green Bay Packers side of things. Of the Green Bay Packers, the guy who started his career as a Green Bay wide receiver will start next season as a running back for the Packers. He has begun the process of changing his jersey number for the move. Now, this doesn't mean that all you crazy people who made foolish bets with me saying Eddie Lacy would never play another down with the Packers should feel comfortable.
Okay.
Because it was also announced that Mike McCarthy is very much expecting to see Eddie Lacy back with the team next year, especially considering that Montgomery wouldn't be considered much more than a third down back rather than the early down hammer that is Eddie Lacy. As I said, thunder and lightning in Green Bay.
Well, we need to talk about the most important thing. What number does he want?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's probably going to take 30, which is what every guy comes in and takes, right?
We don't have the Packer roster on.
I'm on Green's number. Isn't that number that Nile Davis took?
I feel like he has to have a 20 or a low under 35.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think anything above that is more of a fullback or.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, what's Ripkowski? Isn't Ripkowski 22?
Yeah, he shouldn't be 22.
Be like 48.
Fumbling made the Packers. Sorry.
One play wrecked his career their season. Prior to his injury and subsequent surgery, Lacy was averaging over 5 yards per carry this season. In 6 games, 5 yards per carry, average. And you still say he's done with the Packers.
How much money are they going to give him? Or is he just going to...
I think he's... The injury kind of knocks him down a little bit, but I think he's going to get more from the Packers than he's going to get anywhere else. Because where would he go? What team needs a running back?
Yeah, but... We also always say with Eddie, does he actually even care about playing football?
Well, which is why I don't think he really cares about, if they give him a fair deal, little raise from what his first contract was, I think Eddie's fine with that. I think he knows he's got to prove that, you know, takes a small contract. Let's say he takes a 2-year deal and gets back into shape where he was his rookie year and back into the performance that he was doing his rookie year. And that's when he gets the big contract then after that.
So, talk about the Packers roster running back situation.
I think James Starks is done.
You think, okay, so then we're going to bring in some young.
Well, who's the guy? Who's the guy that that came in and that they brought in off the practice squad that everybody was so giddy about, played one game and got hurt?
I can't even remember who that was. I'm just saying the Packers can't spend any more money on offense. Because if you're going to have a guy like Elliot Wolf take over for Ted Thompson, who we're praying is moving up on the...
Right.
I mean, you just... I don't know. You got to have money somewhere. I don't want the Packers to go in the poorhouse.
Just keeping Eddie Lacy?
Well, yeah.
I don't think it's going to cost them that much.
Okay.
To keep Eddie Lacy. I mean, they got... I mean, how many offensive linemen do they have to sign this year?
A ton. I mean, thank God, that's probably rude of me to say, but are we happy that TJ Lang injured himself?
This is the part that sucks because he's kind of like a Joe Thomas thing. He wants to be back.
Well, they all of them say that they want to be back, but they don't.
Well, I don't think. Well, again, I think the injury is going to knock down what he's going to get.
Right, what he's
contract worth. Wise, and I think that helps Packers. But isn't Bakhtiari up also?
Yeah, Bakhtiari. I think Barclay's.
His contract's up too. So Bakhtiari, Barclay, Lang, and Barclay's a backup. So that's not going to cost him that much,
right?
Because they signed a bunch of these guys last year, like the. Who's the guy that they released? Shit, no, I can never remember these names when
Josh
I watch.
Sitton?
Yeah. The guy that
who's
took over
pro
for
bowl.
Him. Well, pro bowler because everybody else is hurting.
Right.
But because TJ Lang got hurt, so then they brought in Sitton. But Lane, wasn't that the guy that took over for Sitton?
Yes.
I mean, he's not up, so he's still, because they just signed him. To an extension.
Oh, you mean that Taylor kid?
Yeah, Lane Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of running backs and their teams, according to Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times, Doug Martin does not look to be part of the Buccaneers' short or long-term plans. Martin signed a $33.75 million 5-year contract with a $15 million guarantee. Martin ended up losing that guaranteed money this year. Because of his 4-game suspension that voided that deal. Do you sign a Doug Martin? See, this is where I think Eddie Lacy's going to be fine. Because you got guys like Doug Martin.
Right.
Like, let's say you lose Jamal Charles in Kansas City. So that's the team that I think needs a running back. Kansas City, San Francisco.
You think San Francisco needs a running back? Is it because you don't like Carlos Hyde? Or?
Well, I just think they need a lot of help, and I think after Carlos Hyde, they don't have anybody, so they need somebody as you know, like the Ty Montgomery for Carlos Hyde.
Right.
So.
Doug Martin, I think, is done.
Plus, the 2017 running back draft class is reported to be pretty deep. I can see Tampa using their number 19 pick on one of those guys, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. I just don't understand why. I mean, as much as I hate the Cowboys, why most teams aren't seen going off what the Cowboys
just sign a bunch of running backs?
No, just draft great offense linemen.
Yep.
I mean. If you have a good offensive line,
but you still need talent at running back to make that work. I mean, look at the Packers. Packers have one of the best offensive lines in the NFL,
right?
This year.
Well, and that's what we say.
No, that was reported.
Okay.
I gave you that information that three of the five linemen were in the top, I don't remember what the ranking was, the top something at their position.
See, and I don't even know why I'm sticking up for Aaron Rodgers, but how does that figure it out? Because we had no rushing attack.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and granted, a lot of that was because of injury.
And the only reason why Aaron Rodgers, or no one got, he didn't get sacked was he either ran.
Yeah, he kept the play alive.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
But they still, I mean, you're talking 8 seconds on some of those things where you're keeping it alive. You still need offensive linemen to do their blocking and do their job for that time.
Right. But I'd tell you, there's a lot of offensive lines out there that I'd pick over the Packers.
Really?
Yeah.
With the good hair and everything? More running back casualties expected this time in Philly, where it is reported that the Eagles are planning to cut ties with...
I didn't hear. Sorry.
Phillies are reported to... Philadelphia Eagles are planning to cut ties with which running back?
Darren Sproles.
Ryan Matthews.
Oh.
This should really surprise... Surprise anyone.
Yeah.
As he suffered a serious neck injury this year. And getting rid of him, which seems to be the theme of this news and notes, saves the Eagles $4 million in salary cap space. Like a Ryan Matthews?
No, I don't want Ryan Matthews. He's Eddie Lacy. I mean,
Eddie Lacy's a little bigger.
Well, bigger.
Can't stay healthy, you mean?
Yeah, but Eddie's fat, too. He's bigger. Bigger isn't always better. Trust me. Try telling that to my wife every day that bigger is better.
It's all in what you do with it. So that's the news and notes, everyone. It's time. We're going to go right into, since we don't have, oh, no, we always do the gambling after the news and notes, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right, well, let's get into the casino.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
I got to warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
And we're back. We're in the casino. It's getting me ready for a couple weeks, a little over a month from now. I'll be in Vegas. I'll be hearing this for 12 days.
Yeah, you will be. Oh, God. Where are you staying at? Or should we tell them?
Staying at the Main Street Station. So there'll be a lot of people out there, you know, trying to get a glimpse of me.
Where's
that is, you know where the plaza is?
Are you on the old
downtown?
Yeah, old strip?
Yeah, where what's the what's it?
The laser show.
The Fremont Street Experience. Yeah, it's okay. On the end of Fremont Street.
Oh. What made you decide to go there? I thought you
It was cheap.
It's cheap.
I cannot believe.
Got to keep the budget down.
Well, I just can't believe what they're charging for hotel rooms in Vegas. You'd think they'd practically give those things away.
That's my big problem with Vegas.
It's like they talk about how everything is so
cheap,
affordable and cheap, and it's like.
It was like that.
For who?
15, 20 years ago, yeah. But you can't tell me. Show me a buffet that's under $20 now.
Well, you can find the cheap ones down on downtown.
Yeah.
But again, it's not stuff you want to eat.
I was gonna say.
the buffets out on the strip, you know, like the Rio and
right. The
Bellagio where it's $60, but I mean you're eating, you can have wild boar there if you want. I ate there 1 year with Judy, and Judy, you know, she hates buffets.
I know she does.
But we went there for dinner because it was $60, and I'm like, okay, this has to be good. It was amazing. And seriously, they had exotic meats and everything. But anyway, Vegas,
yes.
You know, there it is. So it's gambling time, and you know the season's over. We're talking. All we have left is the Super Bowl because I didn't make any bets for the Pro Bowl. But I went over. Everything is still available on the website, so you can look everything over.
Right.
And went over our stats for the year. This is just on the weekly game bets, the 18 bets for the week. I was 97, 119, and 2. You were 84,
ooh.
111, and 10 pushes.
So did I have a better percentage then?
I just did a total percentage for you and me. So we were 45%. But
I think we still made money, though.
Well, if you take everything we gambled,
right,
and minus everything we won together, thanks to my week 17 parlay, we are minus like a little over $100.
We lost
a little over $100, which isn't bad.
It's not good, though, Dave.
It's not good. No, it's not good. I mean, considering the goal is to make money, if I would have went into this thing saying, all right, we're going to together bet almost $3,000.
Right.
And only lose $100, I'd take that as a starting point.
Yeah. We had fun.
Yeah. Which means we're going to
have a little bit more fun.
Screw that over this week and make some stupid bets on the Super Bowl. We're going to start with the game itself.
Yep.
New England versus Atlanta. New England is a 3-point favorite. Your pick.
And that hasn't moved yet.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's still 3 points.
Okay.
Your bet is?
Are you talking point spread or are you?
We'll start point spread.
Okay. I am taking Atlanta getting the 3.
I'm also taking Atlanta getting the 3. I think Atlanta's going to win the game outright.
That's what I do too.
And which means I also took the money line.
Right.
Just Atlanta winning.
Yep.
Because that was plus 135.
But now's the question.
Yeah.
Did you go over or did you go under?
Over under is 59.5 points. I went over.
Did you really?
Yep. Went over. You're going under?
I'm going under. I think that's...
As good as their defense looked against the Packers, they're still not a good defense. And I still think...
How can you say that? Their defense played one of the hottest offenses in the league, and they held the Packers to 21 points. And, by the way, those 21 points that they held the Packers to...
were scrub touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't give a shit that they gave up 21 points. They played
against, out of their mind that game.
But supposedly against one of the top
offenses,
5 offensive lines in the league.
Yep, that had a lot of injuries. Jordy Nelson could barely move. Aaron Rodgers, after the game, did you see him? He was crying.
Oh, I'm sure he was crying.
He was crying because of what Jordy Nelson did to be in that game.
It was amazing. Was he really crying?
Yes. Yeah, he was crying. About all his respect for Jordy Nelson and what he did just to be a team player. MVP, MVP, MVP. So I have Atlanta plus 3, Atlanta to win, and over 59.5. I think the game probably could be 35-28.
Well, and this is guts. I mean, your gut.
Yeah.
Or is this what you are hoping
for? No, that's what I really think is going to happen. I think Atlanta's going to win the game all right. And I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be high-scoring, but I just don't think it's going to be 60 points.
No. Nope.
High-scoring. I mean,
60 points, that's 30 points a team. That's really not that much.
What do you think of...
I mean,
what was the
Packer game? Packer Atlanta game, that was over 60 points. Wasn't it like 38-21?
I just think Vic Beasley's gonna have here. This is where I'm moving on to our next thing.
Okay. Oh, is this the MVP? Super Bowl MVP? All right.
Yeah. Okay. So I think Vic Beasley's gonna have 3 sacks.
Okay.
I think I think the defense is gonna hold
New England?
New England to under 30 points.
Really?
Yeah.
That would screw up my over.
Because you're expecting...
Unless Atlanta scores a 35.
But you're expecting... See, I think there's going to be... This isn't going to be like a shootout, you know, where...
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I think this is
going to be...
I think this is going to be more controlled. I think LeGarrette Blount and Deion Lewis are going to have a lot of carries. I think Tevin Coleman and
Devonta,
which he's another one of my possible MVPs.
Okay, so who are you taking? I have two picks.
I have three.
Okay, you have Vic Beasley, Devonta Freeman,
and then I went easy, Matt Ryan.
Easy, Matt Ryan. I took Matt Ryan. I took Julio Jones.
Okay.
See, this is how much I'm not even thinking that New England's going to win this game. So it's like we're either going to make all kinds of money or we're going to lose our ass.
But if New England wins, who's going to be the MVP?
Tom Brady.
Right. So why would you even put anybody else?
Because Tom Brady is only plus 150.
Right. So you're taking Matt Ryan. See, I disagree with your picks because if Julio Jones is truly going to, you're thinking he's going to be your MVP.
Yeah.
Who threw the ball to Julio Jones?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But who won the MVP last year was the defensive guy with the glasses.
That's why I went Vic Beasley. Von Miller.
Von Miller, yeah. Well,
and I'm sure I'm overthinking it.
Your thinking makes more sense than.
But I'm also thinking Devonta Freeman because Devonta Freeman's type of running back who could run a 80-yard
stud or bust.
Right.
All right.
And I just feel like Matt Ryan and Tom Brady are too easy to pick.
I already have mine onto the website, okay. So I'm not changing that. Okay. So too much work now.
And Matt Ryan's going to be your league MVP and your Super Bowl.
Stop. All right. We have four fun little prop bets.
Oh, you found some.
I did find some. Star-Spangled Banner. Ooh. Luke Bryan is singing it. The over-under is 120 and a half seconds. Now, I did a little research on Luke Bryan Star-Spangled Banners. And two of them were over. One was under. That I found. I'm sure he's done more than that. The YouTube was not very kind on giving me all of them.
Two of them were over and one was under.
Yes, the 120 and a half.
That, 120.
It's 2 minutes. So 2 minutes, 1 second.
Second.
Now this is going to be tough because when I was reading about this, they said, this is kind of a bet where you have to just put something down and let it go because the Christina Aguilera, when she did the national anthem,
it was long,
but it only went over because at the end of it, she did this little Aguilera thing, and they counted that as part of the song, even though the song was over. And that which put it to the over.
Okay, I'm going to let you go first.
I'm looking at it this way. I'm thinking it's the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's Luke Bryan. 2 minutes really isn't that much time. Just even if you sing the national anthem the way they do it nowadays, they turn that damn thing into a funeral dirge.
Right.
So.
You're going over.
I'm going over. Minus 200.
See,
the under is plus 155.
Since you did your research, how much under when he did the one?
It was under by like 10 seconds.
Ooh. No, I still agree with you. I'm going to go over.
You're going over. All right.
Because I think he's just going to do a lot of pauses in between to make sure the fans can. A
whole lot of instrumental shit going on.
Right, yeah.
All right. Now, this actually means I'm going to have to watch the whole game for the rest of these because I'm going to have to do something
else.
I'm
glad it's going to be you and not me.
So, next one is, how many commercials will star Peyton Manning? The over-under is 1.5.
So, you're saying how many commercials are shown or how many?
No, how many commercials will have Peyton Manning in them?
Oh, I'm going two over. Or, I'm
going
to.
You're
go
going
over.
I'm going over also.
Well, he's going to have Papa John's.
Papa John's, if they do a commercial.
He's going to do it.
And then there's the Nationwide Insurance.
Yep.
And then what is else? He's always got the DirecTV.
Well, isn't he doing... Yeah, DirecTV. Doesn't he always do something... I mean, he... Maybe he's going to do Budweiser since he's got a little money in Budweiser.
Oh, that's right. He's got that now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's easily an over. Okay, so I'm going over. That's plus 120. You're going over. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Next one.
That one was fun. I like that one.
Yeah? You're going to love this one. How many tweets will President Donald Trump do between kickoff and the final whistle? The over-under is 5.
Does Donald Trump even...
That's what he's known for, is the tweeting thing. Don't you remember that during... You don't pay attention, do you?
I just don't care about Donald Trump.
Sure you do.
I mean, I do.
Come on, he's your president.
I know, I agree.
Okay. Over under 5 on number of Donald Trump tweets.
I will say... Oh, I didn't even think this one was coming up, so...
You know, it's a great one, isn't it?
I'll go over.
If he wouldn't have won the presidency, I would have went over also. But I think now that he's president...
You think...
I think he's going to be under.
I feel like you set me up.
No. I just... If you think about it, I mean... You're talking a 3-hour time.
Right.
3-4 hours. Let's say 4 hours.
4 hours.
This means I have to like sign up for Twitter and follow
Donald Trump.
POTUS. Yeah. At POTUS Donald Trump or something like that. And during the game and see how many tweets he puts out.
I'm so glad you're a research guy.
So but I just think that he's got too much shit going on. He's running the country now. He's not just.
I don't think that's ever
making,
stopped him before.
Yeah, but tweeting during the Super Bowl. Will he even be watching the
football.
Super Bowl?
He owned a football team.
He owned the New Jersey Generals, which was USFL. That's not really football.
And I watched. I don't.
Did you watch that show?
No, I saw something on.
Where they were.
He looked
he wrecked,
so young.
Yeah, how he wrecked the USFL.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next, the final one.
Oh, there's 4.
Yep. What will be dumped on the winning coach?
What flavor?
Your choices are water, red, blue, orange, yellow, green, nothing.
Ooh.
I'd made 4 picks on this.
You made 4 picks?
Yeah.
Wow. So.
Oh, by the way, we went under. We both went under on the points, right?
Or no, I went over.
Went over?
Yep. Wow, I see. If
and
New England,
I did research on this too.
Okay, did
New England had blue when they dumped on the AFC Championship.
They dumped on Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Wow, I was actually shocked.
And then, or was it the last Super Bowl? Maybe it was the last Super Bowl. And
see, my favorite flavor is blue. I mean, I love
blue.
Game.
Yeah. Nothing in nature is blue for food.
But when
the Atlanta Falcons won,
beat the Packers.
Yep, it was yellow.
See,
I would have picked red. I would think you'd go team color, right? But it was yellow.
I'm gonna go yellow.
Yellow is one I picked too. That's plus 350.
Oh, you picked more than
I picked 4.
I don't think you go. What's the plus or minus for nothing?
2,500. I took a nothing.
You did?
Yeah, I put $5 down on nothing.
Because
I figured, okay, if Patriots win, I can't see them dumping water on the head coach. It's got to be the head coach. So if they dump something on the fat-ass Matt Patricia, that doesn't count.
I'll take a nothing.
In case, but
maybe. I'm not gonna take 4 like you. I'm going yellow and nothing.
Yellow and nothing. Okay, so it's plus 2,500, plus 350 for the yellow. My other two were red, plus 350.
God, red would just.
And red. I took water, plus 220.
They need their Gatorade. I'm telling you that right now.
They need their Gatorade. So that's it for the bets.
Okay.
Which means You did some actual work this week.
I did some little research.
So we have to get into the club where I actually get to drink and do some.
And maybe we should put a bet on whether you hit.
And do some leering and try and figure out the measurements. It's time for the Fantasy Girl of the Week. So we're in the club, and then I find out, I give you all this credit for doing this homework, and then you tell me that you actually made your daughter do it?
Yeah. She was happy to do it, too.
Okay. So who is
it? So I got somebody to blame.
All right.
The lovely Malin Ackerman.
Malin Ackerman. So now I just, while you're doing a little reading, I'm going to not listen.
Okay.
Yep. And I'm going to try and find some pictures of Malin Ackerman.
All right. This lovely blonde, blue-eyed Taurus was born in Stockholm, Sweden.
Okay.
But within a couple of years, moved to Toronto, Canada with her parents.
Okay.
Her parents' names were Pia Sundström.
Okay.
That was a tough one, by the way. I actually had Hannah write that.
Phonetically.
So, who was a model and aerobics instructor, and her dad,
of course,
Magnus Ackerman, is a insurance broker.
Magnus. Sounds like world's strongest man type name. Magnus Ackerman.
They were divorced when they were six, and her dad gave her two sisters from his next marriage.
Okay.
At age 17, she became a Ford supermodel in Canada, which allowed her to spend 3 years in Europe.
Okay.
She enrolled at York University, intending to study child psychology.
She doesn't look like the 40-year-old girl that you normally would pick.
She's not 40. She's just under by a shade.
Should I say 30s, late 30s?
Yes. Okay. Right. Okay.
Sorry.
She got her first start in Earth, The Final Conflict in 1997.
The Final Conflict. Okay.
One of her little... guilty pleasures is Nutella.
Oh.
Which I heard is not really good for you.
It's not really good for you, but from what I understand, people love it. Chocolate and hazelnut.
That's right. One of her big movie, she was Silk Spectre 2 in The Watchmen.
Okay.
And she's also in two of my favorite movies, Couples Retreat.
Oh, is she in that?
Yes. Okay. With Vince Vaughn and...
Oh, okay.
And I think an underrated movie, Wanderlust.
Never saw it.
You'd love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now she's in one of my favorite Showtime series, Billions, with have her write this down. But
Billions. Is that?
It's a series on Showtime.
All right.
Paul Giamatti.
Okay.
And the redhead dude from Homeland who died in Homeland now took a different show.
Okay.
She's 5'7".
Oh, is this where I have to guess?
You're starting to get in now.
All right.
5'7".
Okay, so she's a short little spark plug.
123 pounds.
Ooh, so she's weighs about like I do.
She's a size 4
okay.
dress.
All right.
Her bra size is different from her.
So her cup sizes.
Well, her
bra and their chest. So where are we going with the bra and cup?
Yeah, let's start there.
Okay. I'm going to say, is this picture kind of legit?
Yes.
She's kind of built like a boy. I'm going to say.
There's pressure now, isn't there?
Yes, this is tough. Tougher than I thought. I'm going to say 32B.
Ooh. Nowhere near.
Really?
She's a size, her bra size 34A.
34A. Wow. Okay. They don't look like A cups, but hey.
All right. So let's go.
Waist.
You're not going to get this.
29.
Ooh, that's a little high.
Is it really?
Yeah, 26.
Oh, that's right. Okay, what's the 34, 26, 30, 37? Okay.
Okay.
So 26.
Yeah, that was a little high.
Sorry. Sorry, Malin.
Yeah.
I really
guess we're not going to get
Troy. So Troy should be writing me.
Yeah, I think Troy will be on top
of
this.
I'm a fucking fashion photographer. And I can't. All right. So, okay, so we're 34A. 24, you said?
26.
Oh, 26.
Which I think was kind of high. That's why I kind of. Wow. I was going to hoping you were going to go higher.
26. I'm going to go 29 hips.
Wow.
No?
Not even close.
She looks like a steel girder. She doesn't have any hips.
34, 26, 35.
30. There's no way that's 35.
Wow.
Wow, I'm horrible.
You're horrible. We're going to get Troy in from Wisconsin. And
he's going to write like, Dan, I'm sorry.
I guess this was harder than I thought.
Wow, I don't see that at all on those hips.
I was shocked with the cup size. I thought A...
Yeah, A was small.
A was like, I could see that with a 20-year-old...
Well, actually, now with this one, though, I can kind of see the A. Can you look at the gorilla hand?
I say the gorilla hand.
Covering her, but there's not a lot of, you know, if it was bigger, they would be out a little further and you'd see some overflowage.
Are you seeing the hips and waist a little better?
No, she still looks like a steel girder to me. Like there's no hourglass anything.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you, anybody can pick a model. Find a hottie.
But she was a model too.
Yeah, but not like super model like your girls.
So anyways, you can see how difficult this one was because all these pictures will be up on the website, mycfnfl.com, under the Fantasy Girl tab.
Okay, I'm going to, you know what?
I feel horrible.
I'll let you do the next one, but I'm going back.
You're going?
I'm going to find another one.
Okay, well.
And I'm going to do my homework on my own. Yeah, just sure. To be honest.
You just won't tell me.
Well,
that
to be honest
with
you, I did this at about 9.
Wait, no. Hannah did it
about 9:30 last night.
Hannah came home from work and he said, oh, by the way, I got to do the podcast tomorrow. You need to find me a girl and
write
some
info. Oh, no, I found the girl. I found Miss Ackerman.
And then you just told her, it's like, you need to write a little bio for me.
Yeah, write a little bio for me. Plus, she's got way better handwriting than I do.
Malin Ackerman, everyone, your fantasy girl of the week, which brings us to the end of the show.
Oh.
You know, it's probably going to be another couple weeks before we do one. We won't do one next week for the Super Bowl. Did that today. You got questions, comments, concerns, email us. CFFpodcast@hotmail.com or you can get Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
And that means since it's Super Bowl week next week, that means the season is over.
And I'm going to say it again. Why don't somebody else send an email in and pick a fine young girl for us?
Pick a girl for the fantasy girl of the week. And means the off season starts, the hot stove league, the trades, the free agent signings, the drug suspensions will rack up.
Oh, yeah.
And we begin another offseason, and Indianapolis is how far away? Not
here,
that far.
Let's stretch this out a little bit.
Okay.
What did you think of the Pro Bowl entertainment?
You mean the skills challenge?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch any highlights from it?
I saw highlights of the dodgeball game.
Okay. What did you think of the dodgeball?
Well,
what did you think?
The only highlights I saw were I was watching Highly Questionable, which is at Dan Le Batard.
Oh, okay.
And
yep.
Bomani Jones.
Yep.
And then Dan Le Batard's dad is in the show with
him.
And they showed a little clip of Alex Smith or Alex.
Yeah,
Alex Smith, Kansas City Chief quarterback, throwing the ball, and he threw the ball. It went like maybe 8 feet.
Right.
And just dove into the ground. Dan Le Batard goes, that is every third down pass from Alex Smith.
Exactly.
5 yards at the feet.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And he goes, and it ends up costing one of his players to get hurt. because as soon as he throws the ball, somebody else chucked the ball back and it hit a guy that Alex Smith ran into on his own team. So I saw that, and I saw a little screen capture of...
No, I didn't get to see the whole...
Odell Beckham catching something from the drone drop or whatever it's called.
Yep. I thought that... You know what?
And then wasn't he in a sumo wrestling thing too, catching balls? Or was that something else?
That might have been something else. I don't know. I kind of liked it. I guess I'd like to have our listeners tell us what they thought. But I actually liked the...
I'm going to actually have to watch it then.
Well, I it's way better than the game itself.
The game is horrible. It's like the 3-point contest and, well, the dunk contest used to be really good.
Right.
But the 3-point shooting contest is a lot better than the NBA All-Star game. And the skills challenge in the hockey is better than the All-Star game.
Right. I thought the guys looked like they were having fun playing dodgeball.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Because you remember when, who was the New England running back at the, was it the Pro Bowl?
Robert Edwards, yeah.
Yeah. That
blew his knee
out playing football flag football in the sand.
Which I could have figured that one out, that wasn't going to be pretty.
So at least they weren't stupid enough to play dodgeball in the sand, which is good.
Right.
But, this will be fun until somebody gets hurt.
Okay, so.
As always.
Which I thought was kind of funny that you're saying somebody got hurt or would get hurt. Was it interesting on the drone drop that those guys were wearing helmets?
Were they really?
Yeah. Yep, they were all, every one of them had to wear a helmet. Now.
Why was that? What were they dropping? Bowling balls?
No, footballs. But I don't know. I just thought it was kind of weird that they were worried about possible concussion or whatever. But
Christ's sake.
Do you think that would have been easy?
From
80 feet.
To catch a ball?
To catch a football.
It's coming straight down at you.
That's what you think. I think you think.
Well, what was it really doing?
Well, I'm assuming it's floating around because... Those wide receivers were, and defensive backs, it wasn't, they were not looking like professionals, I guess.
Well, yeah, defensive backs are defensive backs for a reason.
Well, right. But I'm just saying, the ball, it didn't look like it just dropped straight down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would assume it was just like this thing hovering overhead and it drops a ball. It's like, okay, well, you got 80 feet to catch a ball.
Yeah, and then 80 feet, I think Odell Beckham won at 125 feet. So it went 80, 100, 125.
Yeah, that doesn't seem tough at all.
God, I wish I could figure out a way to do this. I want to see you catch a football from...
A drone?
Well, from 80 feet.
Straight up over me.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
listeners, anybody have a drone that can hold a football? Yeah, I want to see this happen.
I don't think that's that tough.
I'm willing to bet you would catch 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5? Oh, then please. Straight down at you.
2 out of 5. Listeners, anybody have a drone?
I have to go and research this and see how this happened. I mean, you're holding the ball and it just drops at you.
Or listeners, if you have a place where we can go 100 feet up.
Or just, we'll go downtown, go on a parking structure.
No, it's got to be like a bridge.
Like over me?
Well, it's got to be a
bridge. Bridges aren't 80 feet off the ground, though.
I know, but you got to have open air because if you're beside a building.
Oh, so you're saying that it was really windy.
Well, it must have been because it didn't drop straight down the way the guys were. Falling all over the place.
All right, I'll.
I guess let's watch some.
Watch some of that.
The skills competition, I think, was way better, and I loved the dodgeball. I thought the guys looked like they had fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. 80 feet. Nothing.
Listeners, please help me.
Until next time, be good, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.